the important thing here is this is a very sharp window for getting the applications in to ensure that farmers get the money back as quickly as possible. I know some farmers are already carrying on with the work because they have to do the work because fencing is imperative, and I know in some instances a lot of farmers have started doing digger work as well, where they had big erosion problems on their lands, and land banks been taken away. So it's a lot of work that needs to be done. No doubt farmers will respond to this, and this is part of an overall package, the humanitarian aid. There's still a Red Cross facility, and today at Cabinet it was discussed again around the importance of it, and certainly the businesses and voluntary organisations and sporting organisations that need funding, this will be come under Red Cross.
As you say, it is quite a small window for applications to be submitted. Is it achievable for some farmers who have been very badly devastated to get all that data in on time?
Yeah, I think it is, and what has happened over the past few weeks, the Chagas workers and the Department of Agriculture officials have been on the ground, so they've picked up a lot of the data. There's been a lot of engagement between the farmers and their organisations. There's been a number of public meetings, and I think that's all helped to focus the farmers. And one thing that Michael Creed has insisted with his officials is that the application process is simplified to ensure that we can, you know, get it in quickly and to ensure a quick turnaround, because, you know, we're talking 11 or 12 weeks to Christmas, and certainly I want to see the money being out long before that.